This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Welcome back everyone to Embracing Quran, Tafsir, Surah Yasin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues on mentioning the different ayat, the different signs. And he's mentioning these signs as proof for the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring people back to life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ أَلَّيْلُ نَسْلَخُ مِنْهُ النَّهَارِ. Another sign for them is also the night as well. The night which comes after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extracts and skins the day. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Beautifully, because as you see the night coming in, it's almost as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is skinning the day and the night is coming in. So Allah says, that's another sign. نَسْلَخُ مِنْهُ النَّهَارِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مُظْلِمُونَ. Then suddenly, when Allah Azza wa Jal skins the day for the night to arrive, then all of the world and all of humanity and everybody goes into darkness. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُظْلِمُونَ. So how is this a sign? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He takes this huge creature, basically. Okay, you can call it a creature because it is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the day or the night. And He takes the night and He causes the day to come out of it. And He takes the day and He causes the night to come out of it. And then that process, it continues, and it's been continuing on for centuries, and it will continue till the day of judgment. So this is a beautiful sign for those who think. The thing about this is that even though this is a sign, because we see it happening all the time, we've kind of lost touch with how powerful and grand of a sign it is. You know, when you're trying to illuminate a small room right here, right now, as we're trying to set up to record, you have to make sure all the lighting is perfect and everything is right. In order for you to do that, you have to have a lot of lighting for everything to be just exactly the way you want it. If you want to turn on lighting in even a place that is, let's say, 500 square feet, you're talking about a place like that that's going to require a lot of light bulbs for you to make it happen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just in the matter of 24 hours, He turns the light on completely for the entirety of humanity. And then He turns it off for another group of people, and that process, it continues to repeat itself, and it's been doing so for centuries on end. If you think about the power, you know, if you were to go outside and buy the strongest projectors of lights, and you buy the strongest bulbs, and you buy the strongest equipment, you're not going to be able to even light up, you know, with one bulb, for instance, just a neighborhood. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this siraj, the one bulb for all of humanity, and it lights up every single place in the world. If that's not a miracle, if that's not a sign of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then really what can be a sign of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And it happens every single time, right? Some people may say, well, you know, Mother Nature and this and that and the other, but for it to happen so perfectly and every single time, people who have intellect and people who ponder, they will be able to recognize that there must be someone behind all of this. And there is, and that's Allah. And the fact that Allah can do that, He can also bring you back to life, just as He brings the morning back to life after it dies from night. And just as He takes the dead night and He brings it back to life through the light in the morning as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ لَهَا. And the sun runs to a term that has been appointed, or an axis which has been appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the sun rotates on a specific axis, and everybody knows that that the sun has a specific situation, it remains therein, لِمُسْتَقَرِّ لَهَا, and that's the phenomenon that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to over here as well, that the sun rotates on its axis, لِمُسْتَقَرِّ لَهَا, on a specific point, ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. That happens to be the decree of the one who is ever mighty and also ever wise and ever knowledgeable as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ensured that this sun remains in one place. Now the fact that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given knowledge of this 14 centuries ago, that is in and of itself a miracle. Because 14 centuries ago, a person that's observing the sun will just see the sun coming out of one place and setting in another. You know, coming out of one direction and going down the other. Coming out of the east and going down in the west. That's all that could be seen by the naked eye. But the reality is that it's more than that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in the Quran, Allah has placed it in a specific situation. Allah has placed it on a mustaqar. And we know that the sun is literally on a specific axis and it remains there, but it rotates. Okay? لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ And that is the decree of the one who happens to be ever mighty and ever knowledgeable as well. That's Allah. Then he says, وَالْقَمَرِ As for the moon, قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلِ We have decreed specific situations for it. We have decreed specific phases for it as well. And those phases, they continue until the moon goes back to حَتَّى عَادَكَ الْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ Until it goes back to an old date stock. Okay, and an old date stock literally has this curvy type of angle to it, similar to when the moon happens to be in that phase as well, and that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing over here. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to the moon, because the moon orbits, Allah doesn't say it's on a specific situation or in a specific place as well. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah has made phases for the moon, and that's exactly what you observe. But with the sun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Allah has placed it in a specific place. So there's a bit of a difference there. And that's totally in line with what we know today. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and he says, لَشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرِ It's not appropriate for the, it's not befitting and this won't happen, that the sun ends up catching up to the moon and the night is not going to come before the day as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fixed a certain nizam, a certain pattern. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a specific system for all of these things, and they have been continuing on within that system for centuries on end. You know, when we place a system even in like a board, when we place a system even within a company, you have to make sure that that system is being followed, and no matter how much you make sure, the system doesn't get followed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created these huge creatures, and Allah has given them specific tasks, and they do that task. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the sun is not going to catch up to the moon, because we already know that the sun is actually not orbiting in the same way that the moon is. Rather, it's in a specific location, and the moon is that which orbits, right? So the sun will never end up catching up to the moon. That will never happen. وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارَ Nor will the night come before the day, meaning that you will never have night and day at the same time. If one comes, the other leaves. وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ And this is one of the most beautiful things to wrap up this entire miracle. And this right here in and of itself is a miracle actually. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of them are orbiting in a specific pattern, and they're all swimming in a specific pattern as well. They're all floating within a specific pattern. Now, the scholars who involve themselves within the language of the Qur'an, sometimes they talk about what they call in English a palindrome. Okay? Now, palindromes are basically words or sentences that you can read in the same way, no matter which way you read it. If you start from the beginning or you start from the end, it'll read the same. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has palindromes within the Qur'an. But sometimes it can just be an occurrence. It's not a miracle. And what I mean by that is, if it were to be a miracle, meaning it's not humanly possible, that would mean that human beings cannot make up palindromes. But the reality is, human beings can make up palindromes, right? So that means that palindromes are not intrinsically a miracle. But when placed right, they are a rhetorical instrument that shows the power of the speaker for him to be able to use the right type of language and the right type of rhetoric and the right type of instrument in the right place. So look over here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ And all of them are floating and orbiting in the same way. And when you read كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ Each one of them happens to be in the falak. They happen to be in orbit. They happen to be in the same pattern. And they happen to be in the same system. You can read that word both ways. So whether you read it this way or you read it that way, it's the same pattern. Because when something orbits, it's the same pattern that it goes through again and again. So كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ could be read both ways. And the fact that Allah chooses to speak in this way over here, and He's actually referring to orbit as well, That put together constitutes something that is beyond human capacity and beyond human capability. That the language is the same language, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used it, the most powerful of instrument, right over here in this place, in a way which shows you the meaning in the way the words, the letters have been written as well. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq and ability to be able to see the beauty within the language of the Qur'an and the beauty within the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ability to appreciate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to say. And moreover, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to recognize the miracles that Allah has placed within this Quran, the signs that Allah has placed within the universe. Allahumma ameen wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.